Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We are up to Yud Beis and Mabeis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. The last word on the line, Ujpizchene. That's the word that we're up to, but just one Meshachachma that I said I would mention yesterday. Yesterday we were discussing the differences between Shabbos and Yantif. We spoke about Mitoch, the Gemara on daf Yud Beis and Aleph had said maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yantif in that there is no Isra of Hotzah on Yantif. And on Shabbos, there is a Meshech Chachma in Pashas Emor, where he talks about the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. What exactly is the Alpi Machshava, the difference? Because if you think about it, the two major differences that we have today is Hotzah and Bishul. Right, so what's the difference? Why are those two, Alpi Machshava, why are they allowed on Yontif? So it says the Meshech Chachma, Da, Debedaso Eloki, Yesh Mitzvos HaMakashrin Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. There are some mitzvahs that connect us directly to Hashem. V'yesh mitzvahs ha-mekashrim Yisrael zeh l'zeh. And there are some mitzvahs that know that are focused on each other. Meaning, b'dan olam acham nezah b'chaveru is another way of saying it, but look what he says. Kagon tzitzis u'tfilin u'mezuzah hein mitzvah b'kashrim Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. Tfilin tzitzis u'mezuzah is to Hashem. U'gemilat chasadim u'trumos u'maiseris, that's zeh l'zeh. V'hanim shal zeh yesh b'in Shabbos l'yantiv. He says that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantiv as well. Shabbos, what's the halacha by Shabbos? Al yetzei yesh b'mkomo. That's not a day for going around and getting together. The hotzah asura. U'malachas ochel eved asura. You can't cook for each other. You can't go out to each other. Because the focus of Shabbos is staying home and connecting to God. V'yimkein kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmahu. Levadu hu yoshe v'osik b'torah. Shehema mukushar mel Hashem yisbarach ha-merkaz ha-amiti. Because we're all directly connected to Hashem on Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Asher kol Yisrael hei makavim nifradim hamagim l'merkaz achad. He says, imagine Hashem kaviyochol is in the middle of a circle, and there are lines coming out and going to each one of us, because we are directly connected to Hashem. Ulasiba zeim kishurim yachtav. And what connects us to each other? Only the fact that we are all connected to Hashem. So we're all, let's say, on the outside of the circle, but connected to Hashem. We are not directly connected to each other, but it says that we're connected to Hashem. And in that way, through Him, capital H, we are connected to each other. Aval yantif, hu min ha-mitzvos ha-mekashrim hu'um hazeh l'zeh. Yantif is about connected to each other. There is hotzah is mutter, going out is mutter, cooking is mutter, because that's what you do for each other. V'kulam chayem l'avlos l'regel. We have a chiv to go be on the regel, to be mesameach, to go up. V'lachein hotzah hotzah v'havara. That's why these two malachos are allowed, because without these two malachos, we wouldn't be able to be connected. She'im lo kein lo yimukushar mumgadim zel azeh ke'echad. He says, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantiv. And then he adds as follows. This is the clincher. He says, the first Pesach that we had, the Lail of the Al Tesvav Nisan, so what happens? So we had an Isser of Al Yetzi Yishvim Koma. We weren't allowed to go out of our house. Makas Bechoros, Demalach HaMavas, Demalach HaKavala were around, so we weren't allowed to go out of our house. So that Pesach, that first Pesach, was a Bechina of Shabbos. Even though Yantiv, you're usually allowed to go around, that first Pesach was a Bechina of Shabbos. So he says, that's pshat on the pasuk, v'sfartzan lechavim achoras ha-shabbos. He says, what's the pshat? Why does it say Shabbos the first time? Aye, the confusing for the tzedukim, and they're going to think that's why they always have Shavuos on a Sunday. Why does Pesach call him achoras ha-shabbos? So Torah Shabbat Peh tells us it's not. It says the Meshech Chachma, it dafkes ha-shabbos that time, because that Pesach was like Shabbos. That Pesach we had a din of al yetzei yesh b'mkomo. V'sfartzan lechavim achoras ha-shabbos, zeh Pesach shehu bo horato kemo Shabbos. And that's why he says other halachas, but that is the Meshech Chachma in Perach of Gimel of Pashas Emor, related to the differences between Shabbos and Yantiv. Okay, now we get into other items. Let's go back to where we're up to. Today's daf will be discussed in Yanim, mostly related to Zra'im. Tomorrow, we get back to Halacha Lamaisa in terms of Tochein and Borer on Yantiv. That's tomorrow's daf. But today we get into certain Zeraim issues. Okay, so says the Gemara, but please take that Meshech Chachma and use it. You can use it on any Shabbos of the year. You can use it on any Yontif of the year. That's the gallows of that Meshech Chachma. So please take it and enjoy it. Okay, now let's go weiter. Ushpazichne derava barav nasan. Havile asur yasa dechar dola. So 8 lines from the bottom. So the Ushpazichne, the host of Rabbi Rechadan, had a bundle of chardola, of mustard stalks. Mustard grows on seeds, on stalks, so he had a bundle. So we'll see how this has to do with our Mishnah in a few minutes. Amar le, ma'u lefruche yumechel min abiyantif. Am I allowed, yes, Rabbi Bar Avchanan, to crush and eat these mustard seeds on Yontif. What's the issue? Rashi points out that there is a malacha called dash, one of the early sidur depas. What is dash? Dash, the translation is threshing. So what's threshing? We don't thresh today. So there are two ways, really, that Rishonim understand the malacha of dash. There's basically that we did this a couple of years ago, but we discussed it. Rabbi Hananel and Rashi in this main sugi of dash in Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled. Rabbi Hananel describes dash as Hamefarek hapsolas hamechuberes ba'ochel umechinasan lebrera. When you have items that are on a stalk and you cut them off the stalk, that's one form of dash. One form of dash. The other form of dash, which Rashi there says, porek ochel mimakom she niskasebo, v'tahavi told of the dash. Taking shells off the inner item, the inner seed, the inner pit that you want to get to, that's also dash. Dash can take two forms. It's removing a type of psoles, a type of garbage that you don't want that is connected to the item, the food that you do want. It's not brera, where they're disconnected. They're just in the same mixture and you're separating. Dash, they are naturally connected and you are separating them. Either from a seed that is connected to a stalk and you're separating it, or it's covered, Rashi is another version of dash, and it's, you take off the shell. Those are two forms of dash that come up. So here, you might have both or at least the first one, because he had these mustard seeds and he wants to crush the seeds off of the stalks and maybe even take off the shells as well. So he asks, Rabbah, can I do that on Yantif? Rashi explains, he was asking whether dash is one of the malachas that are mutter l'shem ochal nefesh, even though he could have done this before Yantif. So is this allowed or not? Rashi says, told us Dishahu. So Lavi Biyade, Rava didn't know. Asalakabi de Rava. So we get in front of Rava Amrale. So Rava says, I could tell you the answer. Modelin melilos umafarkin kitidios biyantif. You are allowed, says Rava, to be molel melilos. Molel melilos is a similar idea, but it's by wheat. You're allowed to be rubbed two wheat stalks together in order to get the wheat kernels off. That is allowed to be done on Yantif, and you're allowed to crush kidneyos biyantif. And kidneyos are all types of seeds and peas and beans, and chardal is included in the category of kidneyos. You see, it's mutter. Rashi explains also, why is Mola Malilos doing this to the wheat is mutter? Because dash, the first wide line, Rashi says, the dash kala achar yadhu, the afilu b'shabas labda raizahu. This is an unusual way of doing dash, and most is drabanan, and therefore it's going to be mutar. It's going to be mutter, even though you could have done it before Yantif. But Rashi says, if the most is drabanan, so this is going to be included in the heter of ochal nefesh. More dash and borer lamaisa will be getasking more tomorrow. That's the main sugya. This is just brought in here to ask Akasha on our Mishnah. But that's what Rava answered. You'd be able to do this crushing of the kidneyos and of the melilos on Yantif. Eis ve'abaya, yeah.
General question. How come peeling a banana is not dash?
How come peeling a banana is not dash? So I think we touched on that a couple years ago. How come taking a grape off of the inner stem is not dash? So the Achronim say that is something that is done the way I think the Shari Shabbos. We had the Sefer Shari Shabbos from the Slonimer Chassid. So he has an unbelievable Sefer on the Sefer Shabbos. So the way he says it is that any time that you keep the connection on until you mamish eat it, so that's not called the dash, which is a malacha basadeh, but that's called a heksher ochlin, because the only reason you keep the peel on is that the banana doesn't go bad. The only reason you don't take the grapes off of the stem is because it stays fresher in the fridge until you eat it. That's why that doesn't have the tsura of the malacha of dash, even though it's the same physical action that you're doing. But because this is usually done on your table and not done in the field, that's why it doesn't have the tsura of the malacha. But again, So it's Rashi's klal, or all derabbanans, mutar l'shem ochal nefesh l'chor, not all derabbanans, but at least here, he says it's dash kala achrayan, and therefore it would be mutter in this case. I don't think we could generalize it, though. So Esvei Abaya, asks on Rava, Hamola Malibo, we have a brisa, a tosefta that says as follows, Hamola Malilos may erev Shabbos l'machar manafeach v'yaliyad v'ochel, if you do this crushing of the wheat kernels, stalks, to get the kernels on Erev Shabbos, if you do that on Erev Shabbos, then when you have, now you have in your hand, you have the shells and the kernels and the seed, you have all things mixed up, you've chopped it and you've opened the shells, which is the dash malacha, and you've done that before Shabbos, so then on Shabbos you could blow away miyad liyad, you could just keep going, blow and going from hand to hand in order to get rid of the shells, let the shells drop, in order to have the food that you want to get to on Shabbos, as long as you did the malilos before Shabbos. We'll get to that in a second. Why isn't it borer? But you're not allowed to use a kanan and a tamchui, which is a type of separating instrument. Hamolo malilos me'erev yantif. If you're, let's just finish, and then we'll take. I'll go back to the borer issue. Hamolo malilos me'erev yantif. And let's say you're doing an erev yantif. So lamacher menafeach al yad al yad va'ochal filu b'kanan va'filu b'tamchui. Then on yantif, then you're allowed to even separate with the kanun and the tamchui, which are, as we'll see in contrast, they are rudimentary separating utensils. They're not the fancy kind of utensils. You're allowed to use those on yantif. Avalo b'tavla v'lo b'nafa v'lo b'kvara. But you can't use these fancier types of separating instruments, sieves and sifters, because Rashi says these are more of an uvdin d'chol. Rashi says if you use these types of instruments, they're usually used for major separating. But what do you see from the Tosefta, says Abaya? It says if you're being molo malilos on Erev Yantif, you're allowed to do the second step on Yantif. But Rava had said you could even do the molo malilos on Yantif. So ne Erev Yantif in be Yantif lo. Don't you see from the Tosefta that you're only allowed to do this preparation of the grains before Yantif and not on Yantif? Answers the Gemara, afilu tema be Yantif, no. Even the Tosefta shouldn't be understood as dafka. Even on Yantif, you'd be able to be the molo of the malilos. The ID, the Tana Resha, may Erev Shabbos, Tana Sevanam, may Erev Yantif. Because the first part of the Tosefta had said Erev Shabbos, so this says Erev Yantif. Fine. What is all this doing here? We haven't been talking about this the past couple of blot. So what is this all doing here? So now the Gemara asks the Kasha. And after the Kasha, then we'll go back. Im Kane, what have we just been talking about? What do you see from here that fundamentally you're allowed to be molel malilos on Yantif, which means you have these stalks of wheat, you're allowed to rub them together in order to get off the stalks, to get off the seeds, in order to eat the wheat kernels. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if you're allowed to do that on Yantif, 1 second, wheat is chayav in Shubas and Maestras. So if you're allowed to do that on Yantif, obviously you're doing it to eat. But if you're doing that, and then you're going to eat it, it must be somewhere in between, you are being mafresh Shumas from this wheat. What do you mean? Our Mishnah just said, you're not allowed to be mafresh Shuma on Yantif. That's the Kasha. If this is true that you're allowed to be molo malilos on Yantif, according to everybody, so then it must be that you're taking off truma on Yantif. Vitzanahan and our Mishnah just had a conversation between Beshai and Bisol that said, no, lo imamarte b'tshuma sheina zakai b'haramasa v'chulu. Kasha, that's the Kasha. Before we answer the Kasha, let's go back to Yoni's question. And that was, what did the Tosefta say? You're allowed to do this threshing type of process before Yantif, molo malilos, let's say or on Shabbos. Let's talk the Shabbos case. Molo malilos on Shabbos. And then you can be mefarch, and then you can do the second part minafeach al yad va'ochel on Shabbos. So what's the Tosefta say? You're allowed to do the dosh type of malacha before Shabbos, but then the borer malacha on Shabbos. Why isn't that borer? Right? What do you do? You're allowed to do what? You have all this mixture. What's the malacha borer? You have all the mixture. You have all the garbage mixed into the good, and you're separating. You're separating. So why isn't it borer? So one answer might be that what's happening here, there's a big issue. You have the mixture in your hand, so you're blowing out the psoles. But what's being left in your hand? The good. So is that called ochel bitoch psoles or psoles bitoch ochel? We know that for borer to be mutter on Shabbos, you need the three tanaim. Ayo, ochel yad va'alter. Ochel mitoch psoles, it has to be the good from the bad. Yad, it has to be considered halachically your hands, not a fancy separating instrument. There might be extensions of your hand. Fork is also okay. And lamed la'alter, ayil. The whole sefer Hilchas Borer called ayil meshulish. Right? The three tanaim of Borer, ochel yad la'alter. So what happens if you're moving the psoles, but what's left in your hand is the ochel? Is that called ochel, that called psoles? That's like you're pouring out soup, and you're pouring out what you don't want, and staying in the pot is what you do want. Is that called ochel mitoch psoles, or psoles mitoch ochel? Unclear. But here, maybe that's what the Tosefta is assuming. Because you're blowing out the garbage that you don't want, but what stays in your hand, the good stuff. So maybe that's called ochel mitoch psoles. And you're not using the fancy separating instrument, and you're doing it for the altar. So maybe that's the case. The Tosas Rid here has a different line. He says maybe the difference is, he says, I'll be lumdis. Again, we have to connect this to the shir that we had by Dush and Borer. He says, by Dush, you're creating the food itself. And that's why you had to do that before Shabbos. While Borer is just hachana la'achila. So therefore, he says, sometimes you'll find kulas, if it's not the normal way of doing it, you'll find kulas by borer more than by dush. That's what the Tosfos Rid says here, but again, we have to work it out, because borer is still an issur malacha, but we'll talk more about borer on Yantif as from tomorrow. Well, we'll talk about, there might be even more chumras of borer on Yontif than there are on Shabbos. That's Yudalam Abeis, but Hashem will get to. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about. So in the last line of the Gemara, we have a kasha. Our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to take off chumas on Yontif, which is in the first Mishnah later on, also in Beitza. You're not allowed to be mafresh chuma on Yontif for various reasons. It's a tikkun. The Rambam says it's ki'ilu your makdish. But either way, but this Tosefta and the Amoram seem to hold that you're allowed to be bolam malilos on Yontif, which would mean that you have to be mafresh if you don't want to eat it. So says the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha-Rebbe, ha-Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. It's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. D'tanya, what's the machlokas tanoim? As follows. It's just one thought of background, something that we've touched on in the past, and that is, when does the chiv of chumas or maisos kick in? When do I have to be mafresh? Let's say I go out into my field, into my grapevine, and I go take a grape off of the vine and I eat one. Is that usher? I'm not allowed to eat a grape off of my vine before I take off chumas or maisos? Or let's say the Rambam, who says all peros ilan are chayav chumas ma'isros. Go to my apple tree. So I'm not allowed to do that. So mida oraisa, the halacha is that I'm only chayav chumas ma'isros after gemar malacha, after I have finished the production process, which is usually making a big pile known as meruach. I make a big pile in my field, and I smooth out the pile that's gathering it. Meruach akri, smoothing out the pile. Only after that does the chayav de oraisa kick in of Chumos and Maisers. You might need Reyes Pnei Abayas also, bringing it into your house. And then Meruach. We'll get to touch on that hopefully a little later. But that is what's usually needed. Gemar Malacha. Mida Oraisa. Mida Rabbanan. Mida Rabbanan. The rabbi said that even before Gemar Malacha, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. You're not allowed to have a whole meal. You're right, the chiv didn't kick in yet, but Mida Rabbanan, we're going to say, you're not allowed to eat Mida Rice, you can do whatever you want. Mida Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva, you're only allowed to eat Achilas Arai. You're allowed to snack before you take out Chumas or Maisers, before Gemar Malacha. But Achilas Keva, you're not allowed to have, even before Gemar Malacha, Mida Rabbanan. That is the general background. So now, Titania, as the Brisa says, now we, with that information, we can understand the answer of the Gemara. Titania, there's a machlokas tanoim. Hichnas shibalon la'asos mehen isa. Let's say you brought in shibalon, which is stalks of grain, in order to make an isa. You're going to use it to make bread. So ochal mehen arayo pater. So in that case, that's the usual. The usual purpose of wheat. So therefore, once you bring it to your house, you didn't have Gemar Malacha yet. You didn't make it into a pile. So therefore, you can still eat arai from it. You could snack on it. Let's say you want to eat wheat kernels as a snack. So you're allowed to eat that upatr. You're not chayav chumas ma'isros yet. But what happens if l'mol on melilos? Let's say the reason that you brought in this whole wheat is to snack on. So you're never gonna bring it to the later stage. This wheat's stalks will never have a Gemar Malacha. So do we say, therefore, that bringing it in itself is the Gemar Malacha? Because this is it. You're not going to have another stage. Or do we say, no, if there's no Gemar Malacha, so you can always eat it. So that's the machlokas. L'molulam b'malilos. Again, you brought it in just to get it, prepare it right now in order to snack on. So Rebbe Machayev. Rebbe says, because there's not going to be a later stage of Gemar Malacha, so then this is the Gemar Malacha. The second that you bring it into your house, and right now, you're not allowed to eat at all from it. You can't even eat arai from it until you take off chumas and maisers. That's sheet. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Machayev. Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda Poter. And Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda says, no, Poter. If you bring it in for snacking, then it's not going to have a Gemar Malacha. Okay, so there'll never be a Chiv, Chumas or Maisers here. What can you do? That's the Machlokas. So says the Gemara, this is the Machlokas in between our Mishnah and the Halachas on the bottom of Yebez Mabez. Our Mishnah, which says that there you don't take off Chumas or Maisers, that's talking about according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because in his case, what's the case of Molden Malilas and Yatif? So you brought it in for a snack, so there is no Chiv of Chumas or Maisers. So it's not that you did war Mafresh. You weren't. Masha Enkid, according to the one that says that there would be a chiyuv chumas and maisers, that could be shitas Rebbe. Fine. So, but now the Gemara continues, but 1 minute. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there is a case where you would be chayav chumas and maisers. Kigon, shehichnisa shibala masos man isa. Let's say you bring the stalks in to make bread, meaning the normal is going to have a Gemar Malacha, and now, right now, you can eat from it, you could snack on it, you can eat arai until Gemar Malacha, but then, v'nimlach alein l'molam b'yantif. Then you change your mind. Oh, I'm going to want to snack on these. I want to use them for crushing. Ditivle biyome, says the Gemara. This is a huge chiddush, but Rashi explains it. What happens in that case? Again, if you bring your wheat kernels in to use for bread, then everybody agrees, up until the time that you make it into a pile and have a gemar malacha, you're able to eat arai, and it doesn't have gemar malacha yet. If you brought it in directly for snacking, the whole thing, never to make the pile, so then that's the machlokas tanoim. What if you brought it in order to make the grain, to make the bread, but now you change your mind? So Rashi says a chiddush here. Even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, you would say you're chayiv in trumas or maaseres. Even though if you brought it in originally to snack, you wouldn't. But Rashi says, look at Rashi, the end of the Rashi, right across from the Bach. The kibon dehechnisam l'shem gorin gomor. Once you bring it into your house, l'shem having a gemar malacha. It's in the parsha of gemar malacha. Yardalahan Torah Shumasumaisras. It's now in the parsha of being chayiv in trumas or maaseres, and it can never get out of that. So therefore, ukeshen nimlach lamololam. And therefore, once you change your mind in order to now eat it as a snack, you can't say automatically, okay, there's no gemar malacha, now it's mutter. Once it has a chiyuv to have a gemar malacha, naasis hachnasaso goren. Its hachnasa now becomes the gemar malacha, and therefore you're chayiv in trumas or maaseres, even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, the Tivle Biyome. So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a case that you're going to be Mola Malilos on Yantif, and you're going to be Chayv Shumas and Maestros on Yantif. Our Mishnah says, you're never going to be Chayv Shumas, you're not allowed to be Mafresh on Yantif. So who is that according to? Well, back to the question, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda didn't work. So the Gemara answers, Elamai Truma, Rov Truma. You're right. Go back to the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you're not Mafresh Truma, it means Rov Truma. There are very few cases. In this case, you're right, you don't have a choice. In a case where you'd be able to be Mola Malilos on Yantif, so then you're allowed to be Mafresh Truma on Yantif. Just like we said, other malachas which you have to do on Yantif, like baking, you're allowed to be Mafresh Lachala, and the Shechita, the Zerah Lachayim and Lakeva that we had yesterday, other Matanas of the Kohen. So here too, it would also be okay, and the Mishnah just meant Rogue Truma, and not All Truma.
Okay.
We came up with a case with a Tana that would allow it, but he wouldn't always allow it. So you have to change, either Truma means Rov Truma, or the Tana is most of the time. So either way, the Gemara would rather say the Mishnah is Lekuli Alma and say he's talking about most of the time. Okay, let's continue. Omer Abaya. The Gemara now is going to quote two versions of Abaya. Omer Abaya, number one. Machlokas, we're going to talk about this Machlokas we just had up top. Between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Again, what's the machlokas? Have it clear in our head. If you brought wheat stalks in to snack on, you're never going to bake them for bread. To snack on, so there's never going to be a gemar malacha. You're never going to put them into a pile in order to have in your production process. So there was a machlokas tanaim, whether there's a chiyuv of shumas or maisis right now that kicks in. Do you say bringing it into the house is a gemar malacha itself, or do you say no? It'll never have a gemar malacha, and therefore you'll always be able to eat from it. Arai. So Amar Abaya, Machlokas Bishibalan. Abaya says this whole machlokas is only by grain stalks. Avol bekitnios, divriyakol asur yasa tivla. But by kitnios, which are, like we had before, all different types of beans and peas and legumes. Like we have kitnios on Pesach, it means a lot of different things. But to hear kitnios means all different types of seeds. So avol bekitnios, everybody would agree that just tying them up in the bundle and bringing them into your house would make a chiyuv trumas or maaseres. Why? Because many people eat this raw. Many people bring this in as a snack. So even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that right away you have to take off trumas or maaseres. Lema Messiah, let's say the following Mishnah from Maseches Trumos is a proof to this Abaya. Misha yilu chavili tilton shel tevel. If somebody has a bundle of tilton, we spoke about tilton in the past, that's one of the Rosh Hashanah foods. Chavili tilton shel tevel is a type of legume, also a type of vegetable like that. Shel tevel. So that's already the raya. You see you have this bundle of tilton, it's only in a bundle, you tied it up, and it's called tevel. So you already see that a proof to Abaya, that if it's kitniyos, then right away, if you bring it in, it's going to be chayiv in trumas or maaseres. So what's the halacha if you have this bundle? Hari zekoteish u'machashiv, kama zereyesh bahem. You crush it, and you figure out how much seed is there. U'mafrish ala zera v'ina mafrish ala eitz. And the Mishnah says, you have to give trumas or maaseres from the zera, from the seeds, and not from the stalk. Even though, tiltan, it's magical in that the stalk tastes like the seeds. Right, it's a Tam Eitzo, one of those Tam Eitzo Pir Yoshaveh, Like the we had a few of them already. So that's the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara. My love, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda, he is in this Mishnah. Can this Mishnah be according to Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar Hasam Lotivla Hachativla, that he says earlier, by the Molo Melilos case, you'd be Pater, yet here you'd be Chayiv, and therefore it's a riot to Abaya, because Abaya says that all kinios, there's no machlokas. By kinios, because everybody snacks on it, that's why, when you bring it in, it automatically has a Gemara Malacha. So this would be a riot to Abaya. So our answer is low. Rabbi, no, maybe this Mishnah is according to Rebbe, meaning who says by Mol Melilos your chayiv, so do you your chayiv, but it's not a riot to Abaya. See, Rebbe, he has the Gemara, my Arya Tiltan. If it's Rebbe, then why does he say Tiltan, which is less of a chiddush? If you bring it in for snacking, so that's chayiv. What do you mean? Even if you don't bring it in for snacking, it's going to be chayiv. Afilu shibalanami. So what's the chiddush according to Rebbe? So Gemara says back, Elamai, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda. What, you're going to tell me it's better, it fits in better, if it's like Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda? So lishminan sharmini kitnios, the kol shekein Tiltan. If it's like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, why don't you see a bigger kiddush of other kitnios, which sometimes aren't used for snacking? Tiltan is always used for snacking. So then you can say, okay, you're going to be chayiv in this case. But if he agrees by all kitnios, so then say other types of kitnios, which are used less for snacking, and that would be a bigger kiddush. So the Gemara answers, Ella, Tiltan, Etzrichale. Really? Says Rashi, this is how Rashi explains it on the fourth wide line, really it's going according to Rebbe, meaning there's no Raya to Abaya. Not that it's Vada according to Rebbe, but at least it could be according to Rebbe and there's no Raya. So why does it specifically say Tiltan? Because, because you might have said, because the stalk tastes like the seed, therefore you have to be mafresh also from the stalk, kamash malan, you do not have to do that. Okay, so that is all version number one of Abaya. Version number two of Abaya. About the above machlokas. Ika da amre.
That's Abaya's statement that everyone would agree by kidding is not necessarily true.
Rabbi's statement does not have a proof from the Mishnah. Doesn't have a proof from the Mishnah. Whether it's true, it doesn't have a proof from the Mishnah.
The Metzias is still true that people treat kidneys that way.
The Metzias is still true, correct. That is true, but let's see the Ika da amre for a minute. Ika da amre, Amr Abaya, a different version of Abaya. Right? Tosas already points out, and the Slach points out, this is a very unusual Ika da amre, as we will see. Ika da amri, we already had one yesterday, 2 days ago, right? Another, the Shizu Kvetza says, we had Ika da amri a couple days ago, that was unusual. Here's another one. Ika da amri, Amar Abaya, machlokas b'shibolin. The opposite, Abaya says the machlokas is only by shibolin, that part is the same, that it's only by the wheat stalks. Aval b'kidnios, divri yakol, asur yasa lo tivla. By kidnios, everybody agrees that even Rebbe would agree that you're putter by when you bring it in for kidnios. Why? Because Rashi explains, nobody uses these as snack foods. So the Tzlach points out in Tosas, Ika da amri is machlokas and metzias? Right, the first version is like, everybody uses these as kidneyos. This is the second one, nobody uses it as kidneyos. And Tosfos says here, also, Tosfos quotes the Rashmi Kutsi. Tosfos says, B'chol ha-Talmud lo matzinu ika da amri ki hai gavna, shu lahefech min arishon. Tosfos says, you never have such an ika da amri. Usually you change a little detail. This is only one sheet of the kuli alma, your mom is the opposite. Everybody agrees yes, everybody agrees no. So he says it's a very unusual ikat da amri. So Tosis gives a different shot, but either way, we'll just read the Gemara. So Amar by machlokas b'shibalan v'kinyos d'vekalas yosa lo tivla. But by kinyos, everybody agreed that it does not become tevel, because everybody always uses this for the later, for making a food later. Meisvei. So now we're going to ask a kasha from that Mishnah. Misha lechavid tolzer shol tevel areiz hakodesh machashi kamezer ishben amavish lazer ben amavish la'eitz. So my lav tevel tovel shol shuma, isn't that Mishnah that we quoted above? That we quoted here also, isn't that talking about regular tevel? Tevel, that's tevel for truma, meaning it's calls kidneyos tevel. Meaning that is against this version of Abaya. Because Abaya says, but by kidneyos, everybody would agree that until it has Gemara Malacha, you're not chayiv shumas or maestros. And here it calls a bundle of tiltan, it calls a tevel. So the Gemara answers, lo, tevel tovel shol shumas maeser, ukadirevo amar shemen lakish. No, the case of the Mishnah is a specific case. You're right, right when you bring it in, it's not tevel. But you know what the case is? We know that there's a specific order of how to give shumas or maestros. First there's bikurim, you have to give and bring it to the base of Migdash. Then there's truma. Then what happens? You give truma to the Kohen. Then after truma comes maeser rishon. You give a tenth of what's left, maeser rishon, you give to the Levi. Then the Levi has to take off from his maeser rishon, truma's maeser. He has to give truma from the maeser that you gave him and give that to the Kohen. Then you take off maeser sheni or maeser ani. It continues. So what's the case here? Says the Gemara, the Levi went in before. You didn't have to give any, there was no chiyuv shumas or maestros, like Abaya said. There was no chiyuv. But the Levi came in before Gemar Malacha, and he came and took his maeser rishon before the chiyuv of trumas, truma, gedola, kicked in. So what's the halacha there? So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Damar Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon Sheikdimu B'Shibalin, Shemo Tovlo L'Trumas Maaser. If a Levi comes early and takes his Maaser Rishon before the chiyuv of Truma kicks in, because it's halachically labeled as Maaser Rishon, automatically he has to give Trumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon. Even though the Yisrael didn't have to give Truma Gadol yet. But the second that the Levi takes his Maaser Rishon, see, we say, you have to give Trumas Maaser, you have to give that to the Kohen. And that's the Tevel that's being referred to in the Mishnah, not against Abaya. The Gemara just finishes off and says, one second, Kotesh Lamali. If you remember the Mishnah had said, if you have these bundles, you grind it up, Kotesh, and then figure out how much Zerah, and then take off Truma. Why do you have to crush it up? And Rashi explains, Bishlama before, when I thought this was talking about the Yisrael, so the halacha is when you give Truma, you have to give a processed item, an edible processed item to the Kohen, because it says the word Dagon. Reishis Dagoncha. Dagon is means like wheat, so you have to give something that the Kohen is can eat. You have to get it ready for him. That's part of the mitzvah of the Yisrael. But by a Levi giving Trumas Maaser, so why does he have to crush it up for? Let him just give the wheat stalks. What does he have to crush it up for? Answers the Gemara. Leimaleh, continuing the question. Just like, why can't he say, just like, I got it, I'm going to give it to the Kohen. The Gemara answers, Amarava, Knasa. This is a Knas that the Levi did. What's the Knas? So, Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says it's also on the Ala Torah. The Rashi says, there's a mitzvah to give the Matnas Kahuna in order. And if you're Mishana, the Seder of the Matnas Kahuna, that's an Aveira. Malayascha v'demachalo sa'acher. Rashi on that Pasuk Ala Torah says, and he says it also here, that second to last line of Rashi, Shamasad Mishana Seder Hamaisris Over Balav. If you're Mishana, if you change the Seder Hamaisris, you're a violate. So you're the Levi, Levi went out of order. Before the Kohen got his Truma Gadola, he went in and usurped the first Matana, and he went in and took his. So we're Kohen Asim, and therefore he has to grind it up and give something ready-made to the Kohen. That's Rashi. The Rambam here has a different shot. The Rambam says, not because he changed the general order, but he was Mafkia v'chiv Truma Gadola. He basically caused a loss to the Kohen. That's why we're Kohen Asim, because he's Mafkia v'chiv Truma Gadola. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Why do each one of them reject the other one? So it's interesting. The Rishash here says, why didn't the Rambam say like Rashi? The Rishash on our Gemara. Why did the Rambam say Mishanis to the Seder? Because the Rishash says, there's no Seder yet. There's no Chiv yet. Before the Chiv Chuma kicks in, you're not being Mishanah the Seder. So you can't call that Shini a Seder. You can call that stealing from the Kohen, because you didn't let the Chiv of Chuma Gadol get off the ground. That's why Rambam doesn't say like Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say like the Rambam? So that's the Chassam Sofer. Rashi didn't say like the Rambam, because what does the Rambam say? You stole from the Kohen? How much did you steal from the Kohen? We're going to learn in a minute on Amud Beis. Mida Araisa. How much Shuma do you have to give? Mida Araisa. There's no Shir. Chita Achas Boteres Zakri. One Chita. That's stealing from the Kohen. One Chita. That you're going to make a Knas for the Levi because he stole Chita Achas. So therefore, it says the Chassam Sofer. That's why Rashi didn't select the Rambam. So we have Machlokas Rashi Rambam, the Rishash explains the Rambam, and the Chassam Sofer explains Rashi. Okay, let's continue now. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ben Levi, a brisa that also supports this idea that the Knas idea, as we'll see, or the Halacha at least. Ben Levi, Shnasavol Shibalim B'Maisrosav, a Ben Levi, a Levi that got stalks as his Maiser. Meaning, before Truma Gadola, he got it as stalks, before Gemar Malacha. Osam Han Goren, so then he has to do Gemar Malacha. Anavim Osam Osan Yayin, if he got grapes, then he has to make them wine before he gives his Trumas Meiser. Zasim Osan Shemen, Umafir Lame Trumas Meiser, and Osan Lekohen. Why? Shekashem, Shet Truma Gadola, Ainan Itelas Elam, and Agorim, and Ekav. Just like Truma Gadola is only given from Gorin and Yekev, meaning there was Gemar Malacha. Kach, Trumas Meiser, in and Itelas Elamin Agoronim and Yekev. So to Trumas Meiser, just like Truma Gadola, which goes from the Yisrael to the Kohen, so to what goes from the Levi to the Kohen, the Trumas Meiser, which is the Truma that he takes off from his Meiser Rishon, also has to be in Agoronim and Yekev, meaning after Gemar Malacha. And if not, if it's beforehand, the Levi has to do his job to crush it up and give it to the Kohen. The Rishash, in that same piece, points out that this reason seems to be much stronger than just a knas issue. This seems to be, you know, kashem, comparing it to truma. Just like truma, so do truma gedola. So it doesn't seem like this seems to be so much stronger than a knas. It seems to be a din d'oraisa, kashem. Rabbi Hananel here, on like the fifth or sixth line over here, seems to say, no, it is a knas. Because the Levi, what's the language of this brisa that we just quoted? That it was given to him. Ben Levi shenasnu lo. But says Rabbi Hananel, v'zua katisha knas konsul Levi shlo hayelo l'kabal chavilos. Ashiach l'shem Yisrael. It is a knas. He shouldn't have accepted it. Rabbi Hananel says. But again, the pashtus, the Rishash points out, is not that way. The pashtus is that this is something more fundamental than just a knas. Period. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, what did this Brisa just say? He says that that just like Truma Gadola is Nitellus Minagor Mina Yaakov, so Truma Smeiser is Nitellus Minagor Mina Yaakov. So now the Gemara says, Mechshav, Hamadida boy. Earlier in the, when we had the Mishnah, what did we just say? That Mishnah from about Tiltan, we have just said, is really talking about the Levi's Truma Smeiser, not the Israel's Truma, right? It was Tevel, Tovel, in case he took it early. So what's the language, though, of that Mishnah? He figures out how much it's going to be. Mechashev v'kotesh. Figured Mechashev, says the Gemara, Mechashev hamadita boy. What do you mean Mechashev? Estimate. You estimate how much Truma Smeiser you have to give? You have to be exact. Hamadita boy. You need an exact measurement, explains Rashi. Second line. Bishlama, I understand. If the Mishnah was talking about Shruma Gadola, then you could use the language estimate. Why? Because as we just mentioned, Mida Oraisa, how much Shruma do you have to give the Kohen? One seed. Chita Achas Boderes is Akri. Mida Rabbanan, there are three levels. If you have an Ayin Ra, Ayin Yafa, Ayin Beinonis, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So one of those Shi'urim, the Rabbanan. But Mida Raisa, it's a tiny amount. So if we're talking about a Yisrael giving Shrumas, I understand it. Uses the language, you know, you estimate, you figure it out. But Shrumas Meiser is an exact amount. You have to give Shruma from the Meiser Rishon that we got. Right? So how does the Gemara use the language of estimate? The Gemara answers, Hamani Abelazar ben Gimel hu. No, it's Abelazar ben Gimel. The Tanya, the Brisa says, he says, no, you do estimate by Trumas Meiser as well. Abelazar ben Gimel Omer, v'nechshav lechem Trumascha, where the Pasuk says in Bamidbar that you will figure out your Trumos, Trumascham is plural, b'shrei Trumas HaKadosh Medaber, achas Trumah Gadola v'achas Trumas Meiser, Trumah Gadola or Trumas Meiser, k'shem sh'Trumah Gadola nitalos ba'omer b'machshava, just like Trumah Gadola is taken by estimation and b'machshava, we'll talk about that in a second. Kach Shumas Meiser, he tells Ba'omed Uba Machshava. So the Shumas Meiser is taken Ba'omed Uba Machshava. So therefore, the Mishnah could be referring to this Shita that says even Shumas Meiser is estimated. What? That's Omed. What does Machshava mean? So we had a shiur on this last year on a Tuesday night. What does Machshava mean? The Shuma is Nitel B'Machshava. So Rashi here says, and Rashi says in other places as well, Mamish Machshava. No tel Einav B'tzad Zeh V'Ochel B'tzad Acher. You could be in front of your field, you could look at the other side and say, you know what, I'm going to give that part of the field that's Truma, and you could eat on this side. That's Shitas Rashi here, that's Shitas Rashi in Kiddushin, and Shitas Rashi elsewhere as well. No tel eina b'tzadzeh b'ochle b'tzadzeh. Other Rishonim say, nothing, you don't have to do any Maisa Hafrasha? Nothing? So some Rishonim say it just means, of course you have to do the Hafrasha, you just don't have to do a Kriyas Shem. That's what machshava means. You have to do a hafrasha, but you don't have to do a kriya shem. That's a deya in the Rashba and Kiddushin there, beginning of the second parak. You don't have to do a kriya shem. So it's a little difficult to fit into the words machshava, thought, but thought in contrast to dibur. In contrast to dibur, so that's a deya in the Rashba. The Achronim say, is there anybody else who holds like this Rashba? Machshava means doing it, but just not talking. So there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Trumos, Dalet Tezayin. Rambam writes, Hifrish truma b'machshavaso v'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum harezu truma. Shenemar v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam's like Rashi and Tosfos. You could do it b'machshava. What did the Rambam say? Hifrish truma b'machshavaso v'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. Why did the Rambam add that second line? V'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum. If it's machshava, you didn't do anything. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think this Rambam is like that Rashba, that day in the Rashba. Because he says, you were thought and you didn't wear a motzi b'svasav. So you did everything else, you just wore a motzi b'svasav. So the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Vav thinks that this Rambam is like that Rashba. That everybody agrees, said not everybody, at least these Rishonim say machshava doesn't mean real machshava. Like Rashi says, yeah, of course you have to be mafreshit mamish. Right? You don't have to get into braver issues. You have to be mafreshit. But you just don't have to be korei shame. That is the Minchas Chinuch on that Rambam. One other Ha'ara, this we mentioned a number of times, and that is, the Gemara here was assuming the Din D'Oraisa of Truma. As we said, Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri. So there is an Odebi Yehuda. Odebi Yehuda who says, nobody's ever said this before, and I'm going to tell you a big Kiddush. And we know, because we have more than what we had, we have a Tosas Rid, who says a Beferish, in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, where the Tosas Rid says, but Odebi Yehuda made it famous, that Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri, that Din D'Oraisa, is not a real fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. Because by Truma, there are two aspects. There's the Hafrasha, the Matir, what makes it not Tevel anymore, and the other side of the mitzvahs Nesina. So says the note of Yehuda, and the Tosis read here, Chita achas boderes is that kri is just misaking the tevel. But of course, it's not a nesina. Titein lo, you have to have a chush of nesina. So chita achas boderes is a kri is enough for hafrasha. Aval miyu aval pisha mitzvah so bakach. Im eino rotza lakayim ha-mitzvah v'torim chita achas niskan ha-kri v'yatim yitei tivlo elo shalo kiyei mitzvahs nesina. Says the Tosfos Rid. But whenever we mention Chita Achaz Beres Zakri, I feel like I have to mention that note to be Yehuda, but those are the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin. The Rashi, the Rashba from Machshava, that, no, that's Kiddushin Mem Aleph. This Tosfos Rid is the end of the Perek, Nun Ches, yeah.
How processes do we have to be? Because the grapes have to be wine, the olives have to be oil, does
right.
The wheat have to be flour?
Does the wheat have to be flour? How processed? That's a question. How processed does it have to be? It has to be somewhat more ready-made. It has to be crushed. That was the language of the Mishnah. It has to be crushed. Okay, let's continue. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Avraham Shimon Lakash Maizer Rishon Kima Pshibalin, Shvo Tov Lujubas Maizer, what we just said before, that Maizer Rishon, that the Levi took early before the Chiv of Chuma Gadola kicked in, so then he automatically has to give Chumas Maizer though, because the fact that it's called, he took Maizer, gives it a label of Maizer Rishon, and therefore has to take off Chumas Maizer. My time, a why? Amar Rabba, Ho V'yatza Lav Shem Maizer, because it's called Maizer, therefore, that's why we have to do it. Amar Shimon Lakash Maizer Rishon, Shikdim Bishibalin, Padim Mishum Gadola. Maaser Rishon, so the Levi took it very early, before the Chiyuv of Truma kicked in. Does he have to take off Truma Gedola? No, he doesn't. Right? That was the Rambam Shita, that he stole the Truma, that's why we're Kones him. But that's the Halacha. If the Levi takes the Maaser Rishon early, then there's a Ptur, he only has to give Trumas Maaser, but not Truma Gedola. Shneemar, based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'harei Mosim Yimenu Trumas Hashem Maaser Ben Maaser. This Pasuk is by Truma Gedola. You take off Truma Maaser min ha-Maaser. So Maaser min ha-Maaser amarti lecha, v'lo Truma Gedola v'Trumas Maaser min ha-Maaser. Right, there's a limud that only Trumas Maaser for Maaser Rishon, and not also Truma Gedola for Maaser Rishon, even if Truma Gedola had not been taken off yet. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya, Abba Papa says, Abaya ihach, yafilu gnima krinami. So if that's true, so why don't we say, even after the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola kicked in, let's say, I'm a Yisrael, I have a Chiyuv to give Truma Gedola, but instead I gave Maaser Rishon first. So let's say, what about that case too? The halacha is the Levi has to take off Truma Gedola. Why? So Mara said, no, Amalei Alech Amakra, no, because the Pasuk says, Miko Matano Seichem Torimus Trumas Hashem. From all your Matanos, take off Trumas. There's a ribui. Miko Matano Seichem. You have to take off Truma from everything, even Maaser Rishon, once the Chiyuv kicked in. Umara Isa. What's the why do you, the simple reading of the question of the Gemara, which is the way Rashi reads it. Why do you say that, right, we say have one case that the Levi has to take off Truma Gedola from his Maaser Rishon, and one case he doesn't. So why is it this order? Why do you say if he took it very early, he does not have a Chiyuv to give Truma Gedola, and if he took it off late, after the Chiyuv Truma Gedola kicked in, then he has to give Truma Gedola. Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say if he took it off very early, he has to give Truma Gedola, and if he took it off late, he doesn't have to give Truma Gedola? That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The Gemara answered, no, high itzgan v'high low itzgan. This already had a Gemara Malacha. That's why the Chiyuv already kicked in. And here, lo itzgan, it didn't kick in yet, that's why he's going to be pater. Tosa says, how could that be the question of the Gemara? You're going to tell me if he took it too early, he has to give, and if he took it too late, he doesn't have to give? What's the Havamina? Of course, once the Chiyuv kicks in, of course it's going to stay. What, it's Paka? That's what Tosva says. That can't be the question of the Gemara, Tosva says. Hey, Chiyazaka Daite, Demacha Lomer Ifcha. Doesn't make sense to say the opposite, that if the Levi takes it before, he's going to be Chayiv, and takes it later, he's going to be Pater. So that's why Tosva has a different way of reading the Gemara, whether bringing in other factors. But you understand, Rashi says Beferish. The question is Ifcha. So there are different ways. The Maharam Shif here has a creative way of reading Rashi. Maharam Shif says, you know what the Havamina is? Because if a Levi takes the Truma Gedola, if the Levi takes his Maaser Rishon before the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola kicks in, so then maybe you'd say the Levi has a Chiyuv. You know why? Because the Yisrael didn't get his Chiyuv yet. So it's all the Levi's Chiyuv. Masha Eken, if it would take it too late, once the Chiyuv kicked in on the Yisrael, so maybe that's the point. It's not transferable. The Chiyuv will stay on the Yisrael and won't be transferred to the Levi. That's how Rashi's reading the Gemara. That's the Havamina of Ifcha. That it would start early and not be transferable. It wouldn't be transferred to the Levi. That's one way. The Ritvan Erevin has another way, which is Meduik in the Psukim. Because what is the positive? What's the question of the Gemara? Umara Isa. Unusual. What does it mean, Mara Isa? What do you see? So the question, according to the Ritva, is, no, Mara Isa, where do you see this in the Psukim? Where do you see in the Psukim that this halach is true, early versus late? Maybe the Psukim can be read the opposite way. There's no Raya in the Psukim. So that's not really a question that you really want to say the opposite, but there's no Raya in the Psukim. So the Gemara answers, hi, itzgan v'hai lo itzgan. No, you're right. It's not based on the Psukim. is based on Svara. I'm sorry, I've left out one line. Because the answer right before Mara Isa is Alecha Amar Kra, which makes it sound like it's something specifically in the Psukim, and the right answer is Mara Isa. Where do you see it in the Psukim? And the answer is it's a Svara. It's not based on Psukim. So the two answers, how does Rashi read this Gemara? Because Rashi thinks the Gemara, the question is literal of Ifcha, that you'd say if the Levi takes it early, he'd be Chayiv, and if he takes it late, he'd be Putter for some reason, which doesn't seem to make logical sense. So he explained it. Two answers, the Maharam Shif and the Ritva. But again, Tosus has a different reading of the Gemara because of this problem. Weiter, the two dots, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says in Maisris, Hamakalif Saorin, peeling. Let's get the peeling a little bit. So if you peel barley, so peeling barley, now we're talking about Hilchas Maisris. When is there a Gemara Malacha for Maisr? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Makalif Achas Achas. You could peel one by one, Va'ochel, and then you could eat them. Peel the barley seeds one by one and eat them because that's not considered a Gemara Malacha because you're eating one by one. V'yim Kalaf and Asal Toch Yado, but if you peel each one and then put a bunch in your hand and then eat it Chayiv, that you can't do because that's called a Gemara Malacha. You'd have to take off Maisris before you eat it. Omer Rabbi Elazar V'chein L'Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says the same thing for Shabbos. What does that mean? By Shabbos, there is a Malacha, Rashi says, of Dush. Dush. That's what's being discussed here. And therefore, whatever is considered significant and creating Gemara Malacha for Maisris would be usher to do on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Elazar assumes. The Gemara asks, though, Aini, is this really true? By Rav Mikvah Vale the Bisu Kasi Kasi, we know Rav's wife made him cupfuls of this on Shabbos. Reb Chiya makafale de bisu kasi kasi. Also Reb Chiya. Se ela I it mara seife. Okay, you're right. The line of v'chein l'Shabbos is not talking about the first part of the Mishnah, but it's referring to the second part of the Mishnah. I also want to say one point, so we're going to start with ela I it mar tomorrow, but just one point. The Gemara here is assuming that peeling is in the world of Dush. That's what Rashi here says. Mefarik v'chein l'Shabbos told of the Dush. There's a huge discussion in the postgame. Peeling. Our peeling on Shabbos. Let's eat peeling on Shabbos. Is that in the world of Dush or Borer? Or Borer. So that is a major machlokas. Most assume that it is Borer. But it starts off with a, why did they say it's Borer? Because of a Ramah. The Ramah, the last line of Shin Chafal, of Hinilcha Shabbos. The Ramah says, Aser liklov shumu mubitzalim kishakolif lahaniach. It's aser to peel onions on Shabbos when you're peeling them for later. Avolechol la'alter shari. But if you're doing it for right away, it's mutter. So we know, sounds like Borer, according to Yerushalmi. Sounds like Borer. That's why most poskim assume the Bir Alache is a big discussion of it. Sounds like Borer, that's why it's Mutter Miyad. But again, what about this Rashi? You have to work out this Rashi. This Rashi is this Dush. And other Mefarshim. This is a big Nafkamina. Could you use a peeler on Shabbos? This is a major discussion. Most Achronim assume you cannot use, many Achronim assume you cannot use a peeler on Shabbos because they assume it's Borer. And even if it's for Miyad, Borer is a Kli. Right, Borer, you need all three. Ochel Yav Alter. So if it's a Kli, you can't use it. So that's why many Achron, many Poskim assume that it's a problem. There are those, we mentioned many a couple years ago, there are those that matter using a peeler on Shabbos. Either because Rav Sharon Mesiyana Balacha quotes, because he thinks a peeler is just a super knife. It's shame, yeah. He doesn't think it's a Kli. Kli, I'm a Yuchad Livrar. He thinks it's a super knife, that's why. But others, though, the Ruvos Ephraim has a chuv, and also by Willig holds, that he thinks Dush, that peeling is Dush. And by Dush, there's no issue of clear or non-Kli. Dush is not in the world of Boer. So that's why he matters using a peeler on Shabbos, because of those reasons. But again, this is part of the issue here. The Gemara assumes it is, the Rashi at least assumes that it is Dush. But again, we're leaving it as a question. The Gemara just says, how could you say it's mutter to peel on Shabbos? It's against these stories. So we're going to have to give another example of what is being talked about here. We're going to start with, Bez Hashem, Ela I Itmar Asifa Itmar. That's what we'll pick up. And again, tomorrow, the blood of Malachis, Halacha L'maisa of Yantif, Borer and Tochein and other issues. Kilayim a little bit, hopefully, if we get up to it. Okay, just word of next week, Bez Hashem. I'll be giving Shir Bez Hashem through Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, Bez Hashem, going to Eretz Yisrael for a bar mitzvah. Maybe I'll meet some of the Chevra, our listeners in Eretz Yisrael. My sister's making a bar mitzvah in Chashmonaim. But Bez Hashem, I'll be here through Tuesday, and then Menachem will be giving it till I get back the following week. Okay, just going for a couple days.
Isn't Borer only on a mixture, like a banana peel?